pumping that podcast wattage in your cottage. It's Think Digital. Get ready to take the red pill, think different about scaling your business, and free your mind. And now, coming to you live and direct from the moon, Iowa, the greatest city in the universe, here's your guy, Justin Wise.
There is no spoon.
Welcome, everybody, to Think Digital. I am your host, Justin Wise. We are pumped today to talk through one of my absolute favorite topics. This tactic alone has saved us, I don't even know how many dollars. Lots of them. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not to mention the work that we do with clients. We implement this a lot of times with clients to make sure that what we are sending to the client's list, to make sure what we're marketing is actually going to work. It's actually going to sell. So this works really well. If you maybe are trying something new out, so you're trying a new product, you're trying a new service, and you want to know how it's going to do before you actually put the work in to actually create it or launch it. So it's cheating. I like to cheat. It's called something we call validate before you create. Validate before you create. One of my favorite authors, podcasters, James Altucher said 85% of entrepreneurs fail. But if you start off with a profitable customer, the odds of failure go from 85% to 20%. So I'm going to say that again. James said 85% of entrepreneurs fail. But if you start off with a profitable customer, the odds of failure go from 85% to 20%. So they greatly decrease once you have that profitable customer or client or whatever. And validate before you create. The whole purpose is to make sure that you put something out there that you know will be profitable. And I learned this from a guy named Perry Marshall. Just got to give credit where credit's due. Perry talks about this a lot. He doesn't call it validate before you create. We've kind of built on his original idea, which was in 80-20 sales and marketing, which if you're a fan of the show or follow me online, you know I'm a huge fan of 80-20 sales and marketing. If you have not read it, you need to go get it, buy it, devour it. It's one of those books that you can go back to over and over and over again because there's just so much meat packed into it. You can always pull something new out of it. But he talks about this a lot. He calls the concept racking the shotgun. And we've built on that and built it into a survey. So this is super simple. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to do a podcast on it, because it's not super technical. I mean, if you have a WooFoo account or even a Google Docs account, we have a Typeform account that we do all of our validate before you create surveys on it. You can do this. Why? Because it's three questions. It's three friggin' questions. That's it. It's not complex. It's not difficult to do. And the data that you will receive from this information is just next level. Okay? It is absolutely out of control. Fantastic. Trademark. So I'm going to get to the questions here in just a second, but I want to give you kind of a history on this. In fact, the very first time I did this, we did this around social media marketing. So back in the day when Think Digital was just getting started, I wanted to make sure that, now this is back in 2014. So we did a validate before we create survey. At the time, our list was about 10,000 people. And to give you an idea of the staying power of this, we are still utilizing the data and information from that original survey today in the here and now, as I record this 2017 moving into 2018. So what is that? Almost 4 years later, we're still using that information. I go back to it all the time. So I'm going to walk you through the psychology of this. We expand on this in our when we work with clients, but I want to give you at least the brief overview so you can actually implement this and start seeing results from it. So the first question is really, really simple. And I'll read it and then explain it, okay? So the first question is, what is the single biggest question you have about blank? What is the single biggest question you have about blank? Or another way of saying it is, what is the biggest problem you have surrounding blank topic? So for us, we put, what is the single biggest question you have about social media marketing? We've also done it where we say, what is the single biggest question you have about digital marketing? Okay. And again, this is a simple survey. You know, I'm looking at our Google Doc right now, and that's how we first did it, was in a Google form. And it's the question title and then paragraph text. It's really, really straightforward. So if you don't know what Google Forms is, just Google it. It's their free survey taking tool integrated into Google Apps. And anybody can use it. It's really, really simple. But the first question again, what is the single biggest question you have about blank? And maybe we've done this for authors before. What is the single biggest question you have about writing a book? What is the single biggest question you have about catfish lures? Believe it or not. What is the single biggest question you have about publicizing your book? What is the single biggest question you have about underwater basket weaving? Whatever it is, whatever your list is interested in, whatever your audience is interested in, that's what you put in the blank. So whatever solution you provide them, you know, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a service provider, whatever the pain point of your audience is what you're going to put there. Okay, and the reason why you want to do it this way and phrase it this way specifically is because this is engineered to elicit, you know, what they struggle with. It's engineered to elicit their pain points, which when you're marketing to a cold audience or an audience that may not know you super well, the only thing that's really going to capture their attention is if you know how to diagnose their pain. So we want to get that out in the open right away. What is the single biggest question you have about blank? Again, just keep it open-ended. Keep it a paragraph text. I'm not going to go into the mechanics of this because you're smart enough to figure that out. But again, what is the single biggest question you have about blank? Question number two. Okay, this is where it starts to get really, really cool. Question number two is, why would it make a difference in your life to get an answer to your question? Or why would it make a difference in your life to get a solution to your problem? And the reason why you ask this question in this specific way is because it gives you the language the market uses to talk about their problems. So for instance, I'm just going to use, again, our examples here because I have our survey, one of our Validate Before You Create surveys right up open right here in front of me. You can't see it, but you know, we would get answers like, why would it make a difference in your life to get an answer to your question? We get answers like, so I could generate more leads. Okay. So I could get more sales. Or sometimes people would take it even a little bit further. So I could get more time back in my schedule to spend with my family. Okay. And when you do this enough, when you have enough responses, you know, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of responses. And even if you have a few dozen, you can start to see themes. Okay. In fact, most of the content, here's a little behind the scenes tip, folks. Most of the content that you'll hear in this podcast is a direct result of a Validate Before You Create survey. So we've done it enough where we know the pain points in the marketplace. And so we're going to build content around those pain points because that's what you guys care about. You don't care about what I know. You don't care about what I think. You care about getting your pain solved. And that's the vehicle through which I deliver my expertise, is that pain or that question. The same dynamic holds true for you. And Validate Before You Create is so powerful because it gives you not only the problem in question one, but it actually gives you the way in which the market talks about their problem, which is so important. You can sniff out an imposter. People are so smart now, they can sniff out an imposter a mile away.
You're listening to Think Digital with Justin Wise. The next step down the rabbit hole is to sign up for the No Spoon newsletter, a free weekly email designed to increase your productivity, grow your influence, and free your mind. Take the red pill and head on over to thereisnospoon.co to sign up.
So to give you an example, we had a client who was a physical therapist, and this guy had spent the last 3 decades of his life helping people get through severe back pain. So imagine doing the same thing basically for 30 days. Was really, really good at it. Asked to speak at conferences, and was now transitioning into helping other physical therapists market their practices, market their businesses. And when we started to work with him, we realized, well, we knew this already. Like, I'm not an expert in back pain, solving back pain. I mean, if I sleep wrong, you know, my back is sore for like an hour, but I don't know how to fix it. And I don't know how to fix other people's back pain. But our client knew with great specificity how to fix it. And more importantly, he knew the language to use that would speak to a person who had lower back pain. And in your business, understanding that dynamic is key. So if we would have got on there and tried to write copy or, you know, create ads or build a website for him without, you know, getting his expertise, it would have sounded wooden. It would have sounded really clunky because we're not experts in back pain. But our client was. And this question really helps you frame that in the first thing we did with him was validate before you create. So we could kind of get a handle on it. And it was really, really helpful, helped his marketing on down the line. So this question is my favorite out of the three because it gives you the secret superpower language of the market and helps you to understand how they verbalize their pain or their question. So then you can look at these responses and really start to gather them into buckets, into categories. And those become the themes, right? The themes of your marketing becomes the themes of your Facebook ads, the themes for your blog post, the themes for your website, your products, your services, your targeting on Facebook ads. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Your emails, your subject lines, just your webinars. I mean, for Pete's sake, it just keeps going on and on and on. The third question is not as important, but I really like it because it helps me filter. So the first two questions, by the way, what is the biggest question you have about blank? And why would it make a difference in your life to get an answer to your question? Make those required. This third question, we do not make it required. You can if you want, but my recommendation would be to leave this third question open-ended. It is multiple choice. It's the only multiple choice out of the three. And the question sets up like this: how difficult has it been to find an answer for your question? Or how difficult has it been to find a solution to your problem? And then you give them a multiple choice, three answers that read like this: not at all difficult, somewhat difficult, very difficult. And we do it that way because in your results, depending on the size of your list, you know, at this point we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands at this point, of responses to this Validate Before You Create survey for us here at Think Digital. And there are times where I don't necessarily want to wade through all those responses, especially now. And so what I'll do is I will filter the results based on the people who choose very difficult. Okay, because, and then I'll move to somewhat difficult, and almost always I will ignore the answers that come in as not at all difficult. And there's a real simple reason around it. And I bet you can guess why. Because if someone is not saying to me, hey, this is a bleeding neck pain point, right? I am suffering. I am in pain. I'm in agony. Please help me. Unless they're at that point, I do not want to spend time, energy, money, resources to solve that problem. I want to focus first and foremost on the very difficults and secondarily on the somewhat difficults. Because if I can focus there, if I have a choice and I can focus my energy there, I know that if someone's answering very difficult, I know there's other people in the market who are going to have that same problem. Okay. And a little bonus. So that's more of like just a filtering question. That's why we don't make it required. What we have done in the past with clients, and this is a bonus: if you don't like it, I'll return your money. But we will sometimes, if a client's getting ready to launch, we'll do kind of some trickery. So sometimes we'll add a fourth question. This is the only time we'll add a fourth question, is if a client's getting ready to launch a product or a new service. And we'll put another multiple choice question in there, saying something to the likes of, hey, in the next 6 months, I'm thinking of launching a new product or a new service. Which of the following options is most interesting to you? And then you list the options. You give like 3 or 4 dummy options, and then you give the one that you're considering launching. Okay, so an example might be, I'm getting ready to launch this new product or this new service. So for us, I'll just do it for us. It may be something like one-on-one elite digital marketing coaching, group coaching platform with a weekly group call, 3 underwater basket weaving instructions for jelly bean making videos. Now, 3 out of those 4 are complete rubbish. Number 2 is actually what we're considering launching. So I might sneak that in there and then prove it to myself that that's actually what people want. Now, they don't have to be that ridiculous. You know, you may actually want to put options in there that you're considering, because it can sometimes come back. We've had it a couple times where clients are like, hey, we thought we were going to launch this, and we thought that we were dead set on doing this, but after seeing the way that our audience responded to that thing over there, we're going to do that thing over there instead. Now, keep in mind, they haven't produced any of those options. And that's where the power of validate before you create comes in. Because you don't create anything until you know that you know that you know. Number 1, it is a problem or a question that your audience has. And number 2, you know how to speak about it. And number 3, you know it's actually something that they're willing to pay for. And so, like I said, we hardly ever do a service or an offering without doing a validate before you create. Would highly recommend you do the same. And if you don't, then joke's on you. Haha. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Think Digital. If you would please click in the show notes and leave a review for us on iTunes. It's greatly appreciated. And of course, if you found value out of today's episode, make sure you tell a friend. And until next time, this is Justin Wise saying bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Think Digital.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.